Amid the stars in the sky, humanity expands and thrives as it pushes back the boundaries of the universe. From the luxury of the core systems to the harsh worlds of the frontier, men still fight. Some fight for survival or greed, some fight for a flag and others for retribution. But across the lonely darkness, they all share one aim: to be elite.
Escape Velocity, an Elite Dangerous audio adventure serial, written and produced by Christopher Jarvis. Episode 1, Unwelcome Cargo.
Countless are the tales of heroes from that age, told around mining colony campfires and huddled in the echoing cargo holds of the great freighters. Men still tell of the Empire's last great expansion, of whole worlds founded by the courage of a single prospector, of pirates and mercenaries who became the scourge of the spaceways. But few owe their existence to any as much as they do to one man, whose name has all but vanished from history. A man who came out of the dark systems and saved everybody, including me. Of his earlier years, little is known. My story with him begins on the first day of the last new century.
Happy New Year, pilot. Welcome to Schneider Orbiter. Are you receiving me today, sir?
Oh, I hear you, OTC. Thank goodness something is still working on this bucket of bolts.
How may I serve you today, sir?
I'd like to request docking clearance, please, OTC. Merlin-class fighter, registration...
I'm sorry, but I'm afraid all our docking bays are currently full or reserved. Please redirect to an alternative port.
I'm having one or two mechanical difficulties at the moment. I need to request emergency docking clearance.
I'm afraid that's not possible, sir. All of our bays are full.
Yes, you said. But I'm really having some technical difficulties here, and I need to land now. My distance from you is 5,000 meters, closing rapidly.
Great. I've got myself a troublemaker. According to our scanners, your ship is a little beat up, but your systems do appear functional.
Excellent news. Perhaps you wouldn't mind explaining that to my ship, because it's not doing anything I'm asking it to. 4,000 meters. I just want to land.
If Sir will kindly redirect to the planet's surface, there is plenty of room at York City.
Look, Mr. Orbital Traffic Controller, my ship's systems are fried. Thrust controls aren't responding. Navigation systems are down. I really don't think I can make it to the planet's surface. My landing gear has only extended because I tried to send an SOS and that happened instead. Please give me docking clearance. 3,000 meters and closing.
All of our bays are full or allocated. You will have to redirect.
Then unallocate something. You don't seem to understand that my ship is in an uncontrolled approach to your station. All right, I'll try the retros.
Unlawful discharge of a weapon is not permitted here. 600 credits fine.
Hey, I wasn't trying to fire. My ship's computer is malfunctioning. You can't find me.
The law is clear, sir. Now, please redirect to York City.
Look, I think we both have to accept that I shouldn't touch anything in the next 20 seconds. I could put the coffee machine on, but there's a good chance it will fire missiles at the OTC viewing port. So either give me docking clearance or get ready to peel my craft off the side of your station. 1,000 meters.
Clearance granted. Proceed to Bay 2.
Thank you, Orbital Traffic Control. You do have automated docking systems, don't you?
Welcome to Schneider Orbital, your home away from home in the heart of the Delta Plavonis system. Shop, relax, and enjoy in one of our many shopping arcades. Need your ship servicing? Never risk another breakdown. Get your craft taken care of in our range of well-stocked ships.
Which damned bucket of bolts? What did they do to you?
Commander Thane?
Just Thane.
Please sign, citizen.
What in space is this?
It's a list of the offences you committed during your arrival here. All the fines are conveniently itemised for your records.
Fines? Hey, it wasn't my fault.
What were you thinking?
Look, I came through a bit of a rough system to get here, okay? I got jumped by raiders and had to make a run for it. They had missiles. When I fired up my ECM system, it must have shorted or something. My whole flight board went screwy. I just about managed to drag myself here when all I get is some jumped up, bureaucratic little...
You were attacked. Don't you want to report it?
What's the point?
You might be entitled to a legal claim against the fines and the damage to your ship.
If you miraculously find them.
Well, you won't get anything without making a report.
Fine.
Can you describe the vehicles which attacked you?
I don't know. I think one of them was in a Harris, maybe both.
Registration?
Couldn't get it. Blocked somehow.
Of course. Anything useful you can tell me at all?
Yeah. They were gold.
Gold?
With little black stripes.
You say your ECM shorted out your control board. That's pretty rare.
Tell me about it. And I just had the damn thing serviced.
You can probably claim for that.
Yeah, well, that was in the outer systems. Didn't exactly get a printed receipt, if you know what I mean.
Well, we'll look into it. But in the meantime, you'll have to settle these fines.
I can't pay this. Not till I get a job, and I'll need to get my ship fixed up before I can get one.
If you can't pay, your ship will be impounded until you do.
Oh, come on!
I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. Good day and stay legal, citizen.
Terrific.
Designed to provide you with comfortable, standard Earth gravity. Visitors from systems with lighter gravity should make full use of...
Mister...
What do you want?
Are you Commander Thane? Is this your advert?
What? What in space are you doing in here? This bar ain't for kids.
Ship available for goods transport for any discerning customer. No questions asked. Cash required up front. Isn't this you?
What about it, kid?
My name is May. You spelt discerning wrong.
Did I indeed? Why don't you take that ad and stick it back up by the door where it might do some good? And then leave me in peace.
I need a ship.
What do you need a ship for? Shouldn't you be in school, kid?
It's May. And I left. Commander Thane, please. I just want someone to take me home.
A runaway, huh? Pretty unusual to run home. You don't like school? What could they be doing that's so awful?
I thought your ad said no questions.
Well, it does say that, doesn't it?
I have money.
You do, huh?
At least, I can get you money. My father is rich.
Look, kid, I don't take passengers.
Please, I have to get away from here. You must want something I can get you. Everybody seems to want something.
Sure I want something. I want to earn enough credits for an expensive mining rig and a huge ship large enough for a planet load of rocks. I want a quiet system with nobody else around where I can work in peace. I want to meet no one else until I come back into civilization to trade my stock. But right now I can't do any of that because my ship is impounded and full of holes. So what I really want, little girl, is to drown my sorrows in peace and see what that dancing girl over there will be prepared to do to me for the last 40 credits I have in my wallet.
I won't be any trouble. Just take me with you on your next run. Any system other than this. I'll hitch another ride from there.
Honestly, I don't even carry a passenger cabin. They're too much of an inconvenience. Like people. See you later, kid. May. Whatever.
Hi there, space cowboy. What are you looking for?
I've got to get out of here.
My head. How much did I drink? Oh. Hello.
Hello.
Wow. 40 credits does go a long way.
You're sweet.
And your name was?
Why not call me Camilla?
Oh. Well, if you're planning to rob me, I'd put that blaster away. You already own the last credits I had to my name.
I'm not here to rob you. I just needed your undivided attention for a moment. Mitchell! Casey!
Hey, who are these guys? This is a private party.
Just gathering a little photographic evidence. Pose for the camera.
What's that for?
Just a little extra incentive. You know soliciting is illegal in this system, right?
Blackmail won't get you any further than robbery. I told you, I don't have any money.
Settle down, Mr. Thane.
Wait, how do you know my...
Mitchell, Casey, pass me some clothes. We need your services, Mr. Thane. Or do you prefer Commander?
Just Thane is fine.
Very well, Thane. We need you to take a shipment into Imperial space for us.
I can't. My ship is out of commission right now. Plus, I've got a heap of police fines I can't cover. So what's left of my ship is impounded.
We can deal with all that. If you agree to help us, I'll have my own people make your ship as good as new.
And the police fines?
Will be dealt with.
What kind of shipment?
Now that doesn't really matter, does it? All that matters is that you don't have a lot of other options.
Maybe I'd just like some due warning of what you're getting me into, Camilla.
I have a small shipment of robots that I need taken to Semies. What's so funny, Thane?
Just that. You've gone through all this song and dance for a shipment of robots. Why didn't you place an ad on the bulletin board like everyone else?
These robots are special. They're very sensitive prototypes, and we need them taken to Semies with the utmost discretion.
I'm sure they're really valuable.
They are. And it's important that you know how valuable they are. If anything untoward were to happen to any of the shipment, it would be bad news for you. Our organization has branches everywhere. Isn't that right, boys?
Very well, Camilla. So do I get any kind of payment on top of the ship repairs for this job? I have overheads.
We'll work something out. For your convenience, we've paid this room's lodging fee for another night. Meet us at the docks tomorrow, and your ship will be fixed, loaded, and ready to fly. Do you need us to send you up any more entertainment?
I think I've had all the company I can stomach right now.
Staying faithful to me? Sweet boy. Kiss, kiss. See you tomorrow.
The white zone is for the immediate loading and unloading of cargo. No pedestrians in the white zone. Would all ship...
Dallas, where are you?
I'm near immigration control, heading down to the loading bays. Over.
Where is the prototype?
I can't see it. But the tracker indicates it's heading down to the docks. Over.
Damn it, Dallas. We can't let the weapon leave the station.
I'm not sure we have any way of stopping it, Lorand. Not at this stage, anyway. Over. Lorand, do you copy? Over.
Quiet, idiot. I'm thinking. Keep on the package.
What do you want me to do? Over.
Let me know what ship the weapon leaves on. Get me the ship's details, and I'll make sure the prototype is intercepted. Over and out.
The red zone is for waiting passengers. Please ensure that you have all of...
Commander?
Yeah?
Your electrical system checks out, plus there's a bunch of damage to the hull that we fixed. She's fueled and ready to fly. Everything else is your problem.
Thanks a bunch.
Hi again. I see you got your ship fixed up.
Ugh, you. What do you want, kid?
I told you it's May. I thought, since your ship was all working again, and you looked like you might be about to leave, you might reconsider taking me with you.
I don't take passengers.
You're taking them?
Those are robots. Much less trouble than people. Theoretically.
I won't be any trouble.
The answer is no. Between the robots and the fuel, I don't have any room to take you. Goodbye.
We'll see about that.
Commander Thane, baby.
Oh, it's you. Come to check my clothes and make sure I'm properly stitched up.
No need to be harsh, honey. I just came to check on my investment.
Ah! Ah!
And to make sure you haven't forgotten how sensitive the shipment is.
I haven't forgotten.
We'll expect the shipment by the end of the month.
What? No, sorry, Camilla. It can't be done.
You have more important business along the way?
Well, yeah. A little thing I like to call refueling.
What?
I'm sorry, Camilla, but if you wanted a direct run to Semius, you should have hustled someone with a beefier ship. Between your cargo and the fuel I need, I'm going to have to stop at least once, if not twice, to pick up fuel. The Merlin just isn't that big.
Big enough? What the hell do you have in there?
Essential components. And don't even think of suggesting I uninstall the weapon systems. I don't go anywhere without those, threat or no threat.
No, I certainly wouldn't suggest you leave without weapons.
Exactly. Wait, what now?
Never mind. We'll still expect you to make our delivery as your first order of business. I don't want to hear about you getting involved as a freelancer along the way. Remember, we hear everything.
I'll get there as quickly as I can.
Good boy.
Lorand, are you there? Over. Lorand, are you there? Over.
What is it, Dallas? I'm busy.
There's been a development. Alpha 23 is here. On the station. Over.
Alpha 23? Are you sure?
Confirmed visual identity. She's down in the loading bay talking to some pilot. Over.
That's bad. Can you hear anything?
Yeah, you're going to love this. We might have a name for her, finally. The pilot just called her Camilla. Over.
That's incredible work, Dallas. I'll have the file updated immediately. Is the prototype there?
It's in the cargo area. I think it might be on that pilot's ship by now. What do we do? Over.
Has Alpha 23... has Camilla seen you?
No, I don't think so. Over.
Then do nothing. Just get me the registration of that ship.
We'll just see about getting a lift, Mr. Lone Wolf. If I can just squeeze into the cargo bay. Oh, there isn't enough room. I'll have to take something out. What's this? Hydrogen fuel, 1 ton. That's a pretty cheap commodity, he won't miss that. Where's the loading control? Perfect. Plenty of room for little me now.
Hey, Commander. Is your ship loaded and ready for departure?
Yeah, close her up.
Close her up.
Orbital Traffic Control requesting takeoff clearance.
Clearance granted. Seal airlocks and prepare for launching. Have a nice day.
Yeah, you too. Okay. Raise landing gear. Check. Seal hatches. Check. Download Lave radio broadcasts. Check. Setting course for next system. Ugh, that place looks depressing. Oh well. Engaging hyperdrive. Check. Right, jump okay. Where do I need to go next?
It's freezing in here. Why is it so cold? Better try and make myself comfortable. Could be in here a while. Ow, my foot! What is that? Ugh, radioactive waste from the engine. I hope that container is sealed. It's getting pretty stuffy in here. Shouldn't be this stuffy, surely. Can't hear any ventilation fans. There's no air in here. Oh my God, I'm going to suffocate. Commander! Commander! Commander Thane! He can't hear me. I'm gonna die. No, I won't accept that. Commander Thane! Commander! Commander!
In episode 1 of Escape Velocity, Christopher Jarvis played Thane, Amy Timms, May, Janet Westwood-Wilson played Camilla and the station officer, Liam McCauley played Dallas and the orbital traffic controller, with Rebecca Keeves as Lorand and Alan Stroud as the engineer. Escape Velocity is a work of fan fiction, written and produced by Christopher Jarvis, with additional music by Alan Stroud, and is a Radio Theatre Workshop production for laveradio.com. Elite Dangerous is copyright Frontier Developments. To find out more, please visit escapevelocity.laveradio.com.